This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal begins electricity export to Bangladesh in a historic power trade deal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says administrative reform is government's top priority. Home Affairs Minister Ramesh Lekhak reiterates government's commitment to ensuring fair and impartial by-elections. And Sri Lankan President Dissanayake's leftist coalition wins landslide victory in snap parliamentary elections. Now the news in detail. Nepal has begun exporting electricity to Bangladesh in a historic power trade deal. Export of electricity from Nepal towards Bangladesh via India commenced from 12:30 p.m. today. Nepal is exporting 40 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh. This is the first time in Nepal's history of power trade that electricity is being exported to another country in addition to India. The power trade became possible after India on the 3rd of October finally agreed to materialize the tripartite agreement on allowing Nepal for cross-border power trade with the SAARC country via Indian land. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka, Minister of Power of India Mohammad Lal and Mohammad Fawzul Kabir Khan, the advisor of the Ministry of Power, Energy and Mineral Resources of Bangladesh, inaugurated the export of power, jointly pressing a switch by virtual means. Electricity will be supplied to the Muzaffarpur substation in India via the Nepal-India inter-country 400 kV Dhalkebar-Muzaffarpur transmission line. From there, the power will be transmitted to Bangladesh by a 400 kV transmission line connecting Birmara of Bangladesh from Bahrampur of India. Electricity will be exported to Bangladesh until 12 midnight today. Power export to Bangladesh will resume from the 15th of June next year. Nepal Electricity Authority will export 40 megawatt power to Bangladesh for six months rather in the monsoon season from the 15th of June to the 15th of November each year. India's Central Electricity Authority has given permission for exporting 40 megawatt electricity to Bangladesh until the 2nd of October in 2029. Nepal Electricity Authority is selling the electricity to Bangladesh in US dollars. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says administrative reform is the government's top priority. Speaking at the meeting of the National Development Problem Resolution Committee held at Simhadrabar today, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for competent and transparent administration to ensure good governance in the country. The Prime Minister added that accountable and efficient administration is essential for the country's development. The Prime Minister also viewed that development projects should be facilitated by protecting forests and environment, and concerned agencies should not work in a way that hinders development works. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli directed the Education Ministry to come up with alternative plans, including online classes, to improve the results of the Secondary Education Examination, SEE. President Ramchandra Podil returned home this morning from Baku of Azerbaijan after attending the UN Climate Conference COP29. President Podil had left for Baku on the 10th of November to attend the COP29 at the invitation of Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev. Addressing a news conference organized at the BBIP lounge at Tribhuvan International Airport upon President Podil's arrival at home, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, said Nepal's participation in the COP29 has been fruitful as Nepal strongly voiced its major agendas on addressing climate change consequences. Joint Secretary Rai added that the President underlined the importance of climate justice, adequate climate finance, technological assistance and preparations for loss and damage fund. President Vo will also stress the need for mainstreaming mountain issues in global climate agenda. Joint Secretary Vo shared that the President gave the message that Nepal will host the Sagarmatha Sambad or the Everest Dialogue to forge a single voice calling for addressing the relationship from the Himalayas to the oceans in an integrated way, and invited the world community to participate in the dialogue. The death toll of a jeep accident in Darjeeling district has raised 8. Police said that a jeep heading to Gokuleshwar made the accident at 4 a.m. today at Shaila Shikhar Municipality 5 of the district. The jeep was carrying the passengers from the Mallikarjun Fair in the district. This news comes to you from Reasonable. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Home Affairs Minister Ramesh Lekhak has reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring a fair and impartial by-elections. Speaking at a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee in the House of Representatives today, the Home Affairs Minister said the government had made adequate arrangements for electoral safety. The local level by-elections are scheduled for the 1st of December this year. Two District Coordination Committee chiefs, two rural municipality chiefs, one mayor, one deputy mayor and 34 ward chairs, totaling 44 local representatives, will be elected in the by-elections. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake's leftist coalition has achieved a landslide victory in snap parliamentary elections. According to the BBC, official results show President Desanayake's National People's Power Coalition secured a two-third majority in parliament with 159 seats. President Desanayake's coalition got nearly 62% of the vote. Desanayake, a 55-year-old veteran politician, was elected president on the 21st of September with 42% of the vote. Leader Desanayake needed a clear majority to deliver his promise to combat corruption and restore stability after the country's worst ever economic crisis. The high cost of living was one of the key issues for many voters. Desanayake called for snap elections shortly after he became president to seek a fresh mandate to pursue his policies rather. An Israeli airstrike at an emergency response center in northeastern Lebanon on Thursday killed at least 15 rescue workers. According to the BBC, the strike in Douris near the city of Baalbek destroyed a building of the Civil Defense Agency, which is linked to the Lebanese government and not affiliated with the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. However, the Israeli military has not commented on the attack, which was described by the Lebanese Health Ministry as barbaric. The Lebanese Civil Defense carries out emergency services, including search and rescue work and firefighting response. According to Lebanon's Health Ministry, at least 192 emergency and health workers have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across the country since the escalation of the conflict with Hezbollah in September. Now the agenda of the forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gondki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal begins electricity export to Bangladesh in a historic power trade deal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says administrative reform is government's top priority. होम अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर रमेश लेखक रिइटरेट्स गभर्नमेन्ट्स कमिटमेन्ट टु इन्स्योरिङ फेयर एन्ड इम्पार्सल बाई इलेक्सन्स एन्ड श्रीलङ्कन प्रेसिडेन्ट दिसानायके इज लेफ्ट हिज कोलिसन विन्स ल्यान्डस्लाइड विक्ट्री इन स्नाप पार्लियामेन्ट्री इलेक्सन्स. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.